Welcome to episode 5 of Gunslingers. I'm one of your hosts, Brendan Byrne, here with A.R. Boyd.
We're Howdy.
From the Dennis Beverly podcast studio. Sorry, I cut you off. I forgot the Dennis Beverly part. You got to always get him in
there. Oh, you do. Yeah, Dennis Beverly. He's the man around here.
So, of course, Tuesday was the trade deadline. I think we'll just run through all the trades.
Huge day for the NFL and the trade deadline. Feels like the first time in forever that the trade deadline's been this busy and exciting. Well, exciting for me personally.
There was a trade that didn't happen on the deadline that I missed that I'm looking at here. I did not know that Jonathan Hankins got traded to the Cowboys. I missed that completely. When did that happen?
I believe that was at least a week ago because they were talking about it in their last game. That is a good pickup for him.
Completely missed that.
He's a little older. He's like, well, probably 30. I think he's in his 33, 34, but he's a good D tackle.
Yeah, nice addition for them. And then your Bears traded Robert Quinn. That was a couple of days before the deadline, right?
Roquan was a couple of days before.
Oh, that's right.
Which we sent our star linebacker, 25 years old, to Baltimore, which I don't know. I mean, I love Roquan Smith. He was a fantastic player. But I agree with the move Ryan Poles did. He's an off-ball linebacker, so you don't want to pay him. You don't want to set the market for that. And Roquan was asking for market-setting money. The sides did not see eye to eye in the summer, and it was either trade him for what we got or let him walk in this next year.
Baltimore is a team that values off-ball linebacker more than anybody else, I think.
Oh, I would say, yeah, Baltimore than usually the Bears at number 2 for linebackers. But, yeah, I'm glad we sent Roquan to the Ravens. They use linebackers nicely. Then for the Robert Quinn trade, I'm thrilled with that. He's 32, 33 years old. He had a great year last year. He had, like, I think one sack for us this year. Hasn't been doing much, but we get, I believe it was a fourth rounder for him. So, you know, building for the future, give us some picks. Let us build up around Justin Fields.
That's one of those moves, I think, good for both teams. Get some draft capital for Chicago, and then Philadelphia just continues to load up on guys.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Their defensive line, they're stacked. They got, like, 2 full defensive line fronts that could start, and they just swip-swap. Then the finals bear trade, the one I love the most, just because it pissed Packers fans off even more. We acquired Chase Claypool. Yeah, swapped it. Chase Claypool from the Steelers, who I think is going to be awesome and is a phenomenal blocking wide receiver too. So that's going to help with our run game and the development of Justin Fields. So overall, I'm a happy Bears fan for the first time in a while at the trade deadline.
It seems like coming into the season, they weren't sold on Justin Fields. Now they've seen him play. He's improved over the last couple of weeks. And they're like, okay, we need to actually give this guy some tools and build around him.
Yes, which I agree. I agree with. You know, Ryan Poles didn't draft him, so he wanted to see what he could do. And he saw that he's building. And I actually think we might have our guy for the future for the first time in my life, in franchise life, pretty much.
My initial reaction was a little bit of an overpay. But finding out that they stole him from Green Bay, I mean,
I loved it.
Second round pick, that's worth it.
Yeah, it's worth it for me. Yeah. Plus, we got the Ravens second pick. We gave up ours, but we'll have the Ravens, which we got for Roquan. So pretty much, we kind of gave up nothing, but a second is a second, but I'll take a wide receiver.
Right, we should say you got A.J. Klein, a second, and a fifth for Roquan from Baltimore. So
yeah, Klein will be cut after this year. He's like a old
just kind of
linebacker.
A guy right
yeah.
now.
Well, Detroit made a move that I was very shocked by.
I really want to figure out what the Detroit-Minnesota connection is right now. I guess maybe Brad Holmes came from L.A., Kevin O'Connell came from L.A., maybe there's something there.
Oh, yeah, I can see that.
Second deal we've made in the year, we traded up with them to get Jameson Williams and then traded Hockenson 2 fourth-round picks for a 2023 second and a 2024 third.
I guess that's a thank you. It's like, thanks for letting us draft Jameson Williams.
Yeah,
he hasn't played yet, but he's fast.
Here's TJ, he's going to help you win the division.
Yeah, he'll help you put away the division with ease. I like TJ. He just needs to stay healthy. I think he's healthy. I think he's top 5 tight end.
He's not like a game-breaking playmaker, or at least hasn't shown to be yet, but good blocker.
He's like a Jason Witten, I would compare him to. He's reliable. Yeah. He'll catch the ball. If he can stay healthy, he's great, and he can block. It's a good pickup for the Vikings, sadly.
It is. It's a second and third round pick. That's a pretty good haul for where.
Oh, Lions. Yeah, that's a lot.
And then really with the Vikings, they get an upgraded tight end, even if Irv Smith wasn't placed on IR, which he was with an ankle injury. I think it's an ankle.
Yeah, it is. And Irv Smith has not panned out whatsoever so far, in my opinion.
And then they're still getting the same amount of rookies they would in those two drafts also.
Yeah, they're still getting picks back. They're just trading down a couple rounds. Yeah, all in all, good thing. I don't know what Detroit's going to do. I guess it depends on the rest of the season, their L's and yeah. W's, but they might be cleaning house once again at the end of the year.
I'm team fire Dan Campbell. We also fired our defensive pass game coordinator, Aubrey Pleasant.
Like just now, recently?
It was, I think it's a couple days before the trade deadline they did that. He was also cornerback's coach. He was, you might remember watching Hard Knocks, he was the one that had the awkward interaction with Eminem.
Oh, yes, yes, weird, okay.
Extra long handshake.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that he's gone now. I thought they should have fired him after that moment, honestly.
Just based on that, you're gone, dude.
It was one of those moments when he did get fired, I was like, well, I really should be a hot take artist, because I had that thought. I was like, they should just fire this guy. There's no way he can be a leader of men. It was the weirdest interaction I'd ever seen.
You could tell just based on that interaction. Just one I love of those it.
Moments. Like, he can't lead men. There's no way.
No. I'm surprised they didn't trade Okuda, honestly.
I was a little surprised they didn't trade one of the corners, because there was a report that they were looking to. I didn't want to trade Okuda, though.
I would agree. I would have wanted to keep Okuda as well. I think he'll be your cornerback for the future, for sure. What were some of the other trades that went on? There was a lot, actually.
One of the more under-the-radar ones, I think, is Pittsburgh picking up William Jackson and a conditional seventh for a sixth-round pick in 2025.
Oh, so yeah, you pretty much get a free cornerback and a better pick. William Jackson, he's pretty good. He's a little gritty guy out there.
He's been bad this year, but from what I understand is he's been playing a lot of zone, and he feels he's a man corner.
I think he's a slot man-to-man guy. You put him.
Pittsburgh getting a corner that was once, I mean, he was so good in Cincinnati.
I would say, yeah, he was a physical guy.
And they need some help back there, so it's really a low-risk move for them. The Dolphins went all in. They picked up Jeff Wilson for a 2023 fifth. They also picked up Bradley Chubb for Chase Edmonds, a first in 2023 and a fourth in 2024.
I like the Jeff Wilson trade. He's fast. He'll be good in that system. I don't know about the Bradley Chubb trade. Like, he's a good player, but he consistently gets hurt for long periods throughout every season.
Yeah, he needs to stay healthy. They also desperately needed somebody that could win one-on-one. They've had the blitz a lot this year.
That is true. Their defense isn't the greatest at creating pressure, but if Bradley Chubb can stay healthy, it's a great trade. If not, I think he gave up a little too much. Plus, they just signed him to that huge extension, like 5 years, $110 million or something.
So, yeah, there's a lot to invest in a guy that hasn't shown that he can stay on the field consistently.
No, great player. But yeah, exactly. It's just like the Christian McCaffrey thing, but
yep.
If they stay healthy, they're good.
And Jeff Wilson is nice. He played... Obviously, he was in San Francisco. That's where Mike McDaniel came from.
Yeah, he's got the same running system, so he'll be good to go there. And he's a fast guy. Speed, so they got some speed in Miami. Miami's all about speed on that offense.
Suspended Calvin Ridley went to Jacksonville for an odd package. There's a lot of conditions on this.
It was a weird trade.
Right now, it's a 2023 fifth and a 2024 fourth. But I believe that 2024 fourth can be turned into as much as a second.
I believe so, yes. I read that as well.
I think if...
Is it based on playing time or performance?
Playing time, also there's a contract thing. So if they sign him to an additional contract, I think it's changed to a second.
Ah, okay.
But the fifth can also change too, and I think that's with playing time. I think that can get up to a fourth or a third.
Okay.
There's a lot of conditions. It's a very confusing trade.
I expect them, I expect Atlanta to at least get a second out of that. Calvin Ridley's good. He was unfairly suspended for a year. Funny enough, against the game he bet on last year was the Atlanta Falcons and the Jacksonville Jaguars.
When I saw that, I was like, wow, okay. They desperately need somebody that can win outside as well. He's an inside guy. They need somebody on the outside to help out.
I also wanted Calvin Ridley for the Bears, but I will take Chase Claypool, who's younger.
Denver... Kind of a move to replace Bradley Chubb. Got Jacob Martin for a fourth from the Jets. He's kind of a rotational guy.
Yeah,
he's not really a difference maker, but they needed somebody to fill in, I think.
Yeah, I only know him from Madden. He's like a late 40s round pick. Yeah, I don't know a draft.
Him, to be honest.
I know he's from Temple. Then Buffalo made a nice little trade for Nyheim Hines. They got some speed at running back, so they got like three running backs or four they're going to shuffle through now. To hopefully find one.
It was a weird trade for me. I don't really understand it, to be honest.
Yeah, my guess is they just don't feel confident in their running backs getting consistent yardage each game.
It has given me some concern about James Cook, because I think James Cook was drafted to play the Nyheim Hines role.
I thought James Cook would be amazing there, a great pick, but I guess I haven't watched too many. I don't know. Bills just like passing the ball, and they have Josh Allen, so there's really no need to have a dominant running back. But I think Nyheim Hines will do great. And apparently the first day he was at camp, both Stephon Diggs and Josh Allen just looked over at each other and said, damn, this guy's fast. So that's always a good thing to add more speed to that dynamic offense.
They probably did just get better. James, I think part of it is I'm a James Cook dynasty owner in fantasy, so I'm a little bit disappointed.
Oh, yeah, I don't blame you.
He did have a nice 35-yard catch in the game previous.
I know.
But hopefully. Nyheim Hines, he's a great talent, and obviously the Colts aren't going to get much use for him out of this year, I don't think. I think they're kind of...
Yeah, he's been stuck behind a couple people there. No, with Jonathan Taylor breaking out last year. But he has not done so well this year.
Final two moves. Some DBs on the way on the move. Rashad Fenton went to Atlanta for a conditional 7th. And Dean Marlowe got picked up by Buffalo for a 7th as well. Marlowe, that's... Buffalo needed some help in the secondary. They've got a lot of injuries. A
lot of injuries, yes.
But it still doesn't seem to matter for them. They just keep on looking good.
They just keep in Chiefs. They just benched that guy, so they pretty much got a free pick out of a bench player now, Rashad Fenton. So that's a W from them. And they already traded for Kadarius Toney before their bye week, so they got him in with an extra week of practice. So the Chiefs are looking to roll on and hopefully meet the Bills in that AFC championship game.
With all of that said, who are your winners and losers, biggest winners and losers for the trade deadline?
Biggest winner for the trade deadline, honestly, San Francisco 49ers with Christian McCaffrey. I think that's going to work out amazingly. It's looked great last game where he had the hat trick of touchdowns. I think that's the biggest winner. Then I would honestly, as a Bears fan, I would say they got a big W just building for the future, getting draft picks, and actually getting a wide receiver. Those are my biggest takeaways, but honestly, every team made some decent acquisitions.
I think we're definitely not the first to say it, but Christian McCaffrey and Deebo Samuel on the field at the same time is going to be incredibly hard for defenses to prepare for.
Oh, yes.
Both of them can do absolutely everything on the field.
Even Ayuk, too. Ayuk's freaking a stud out there, too.
He's an underrated guy, for sure.
Slot speedster.
I was also going to say the Bears. I do think the Dolphins also are a big winner, if Chubb can stay healthy.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
It's interesting to see somebody go all in on a first-year coach as they are right now. 100%. It's a weird position to see a team in with a first-year head coach, and they're going all in.
They are taking the Rams method and trying to make it work for them.
I'm glad you mentioned the Rams, because I think them and the Packers are the two biggest losers.
I would agree. They did nothing, and they just have looked like dog turds all year.
And both had players stolen from them by division rivals. The Rams wanted Christian McCaffrey. Packers wanted Chase Claypool and get him stolen by division rivals. Mm-hmm. That's their biggest rivals, too, both of them.
Oh, yeah, both of them. And both those teams think they're big brother to the other one. Well, obviously the Packers is big brother to the Bears, sadly. But, yeah, Rams, they're going to need to figure something out, get their players playing right. But, yeah, I would also agree they're the biggest losers for the draft, or trade, not draft.
They also missed on Brian Burns. They just couldn't get anything. Okay, we are back. We found the spreads. We're more prepared now.
More prepared. I am switching mine. I am going to... Vikings over the Commanders, a 3-point spread.
I'm just going to keep mine. The Eagles over Texans, it is a 13.5 spread, so they have to win by 14, but I think they can do it. They should do it.
They should easily do that, yes. All right, so there we go. We're going to have to check those. You got the Eagles, and I got the Vikings.
So that's... Well, who do you pick for tonight's game before we move on?
Oh, the Eagles for sure. Yeah,
yeah, I figured you would.
Yes. The Houston Texans, they're just not a good football team, sadly. And I love Lovie Smith, and it saddens me to see them not do good, but yeah, they're not good.
I thought they would be better than they are, and they've been... It's hard to say they've been a disappointment, because I didn't think they would win more than four games, but they still are somehow a disappointment.
They are. That one tie helps them out in the loss column. Makes their record look 10 times better than what it is. But yeah, then for our Sunday games, Los Angeles Chargers and the Atlanta Falcons.
I'm taking the Chargers just because of Justin Herbert, but they have not looked good. Atlanta has probably looked better than them over the course of the last month.
Yeah, it's at Atlanta. I don't know. I think the only way the Chargers win this game if they get up big, because Atlanta can't come back with only passing. But I'm actually going to take the Falcons.
Last week, the Falcons did seem to take off the kid's gloves with Mariota and actually let him throw the ball. That was a good sign.
That is a good sign when you actually let your quarterback throw. I'm glad the Bears have done that as well. Speaking of the Bears, our next game, Miami at Chicago. I'm going to take Miami. Our defense is terrible. We got rid of our top two defenders, and Miami's offense is electric.
Yeah, I think you have to take Miami in this one. Actually, I'm taking the Bears.
You're going to take the Bears?
I'm taking the Bears.
All right.
I think their offense is improved.
This could actually be a shootout.
Chase Claypool's not going to be involved too much yet.
Mm.
But I think the Dolphins are a little bit more vulnerable than people want to give them credit for.
I don't know. I would love for this to be in a shootout. Chicago getting in a shootout. Not seen very often, but it could be seen this weekend. Next game, we got the Carolina Panthers and the Cincinnati Bengals. This is, honestly, Carolina's playing decent, and Cincy, I think, still hurting from Ja'Marr Chase. I don't think he's back this week yet.
He will not be back, and they also are going to be without their top corner for the rest of the year, Chido Uzier.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Bengals. I don't feel confident, but I'm taking the Bengals.
I am taking the Panthers. Back-to-back upsets I'm taking here. The Bengals just have not looked good without Chase. Their offensive line has not looked good, which I got to say, I think the biggest mistake I've made is I was a major Zach Taylor hater.
Mm-hmm.
Then they made the Super Bowl, so I kind of backed off a bit. I should not have backed off. He is a terrible coach. The defense got hot. Joe Burrow got hot and carried him to the Super Bowl, but he is not good. Their offensive line should be much better than it is, but they have a terrible scheme. They can't coach line play. They have to get him out of there.
I would agree.
He's terrible.
He's not good. They got too much talent for them to be at this point in the season, this low.
I really think if you took their starting offensive line, dropped them in San Francisco, Philadelphia, Dallas,
Cleveland. They got big names on their lines. I would agree. They have a good offense. They have good players on their offensive line. They don't play good together. Whether that's the head coach's fault or the offensive lineman's coach's fault, I don't know. But, yeah, I would agree. Zach Taylor, just overall, he's not good at in-game adjustments. And, yeah, I don't know. He needs to make the playoffs, I would say that.
Yeah, they definitely need to.
Ooh, here we go. Green Bay and Detroit. This will be a fun game. Fun game. Green Bay in a down year, Detroit in a Detroit year.
I think I'm going to make a season first, and I'm picking the Lions. I don't think I picked them yet this year.
I don't think you have. No, you won't even say one pride. But I'm also going to take the Lions. This will probably be the week, though, that Aaron Rodgers blows up, but it doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah, Green Bay's winning by 35 since they picked the Lions.
But the Lions are going to get it done. Jared Goff outshines Rodgers.
Green Bay's defense has been a disappointment. Their offense has been putrid.
God-awful.
They did. Some receivers made some plays last week. Romeo Doubs had some plays, but
can Detroit stop the run?
Do they have to? Because Green Bay seems to not.
I was gonna say they might not
run
to.
As much as they should. If they decide to do that, they probably win. But if they continue to play the way they have been throughout this season, I think Detroit can take it.
I would say. I also think what's their coach's name? LaFleur.
Yeah,
LaFleur. I don't like him. I don't think he's good. I think he's overrated.
I don't know.
You got Aaron Rodgers. You had Davante Adams. Now you have Aaron Rodgers.
That's the point. Yeah,
your offense is booty cheeks. And their defense, he's not a defensive coach, but their defense isn't good anyway.
I do think there's something to Rodgers just does not want to play the type of offense LaFleur wants to play.
No,
he LaFleur wants that motion offense, and Rodgers just wants to line up and go.
Mm-hmm. So
I don't think they mesh well.
Yeah, honestly, not even saying this from a Bears fan's perspective, but I think the best thing for Green Bay would be if they traded Aaron Rodgers and didn't sign him last year. Just fresh start, no more drama, no more Rodgers drama, and you get a clean break, you get your picks. Your backup's not the guy. Jordan Love's not the guy. He's garbage, but I don't know. I think they just need a split from that relationship.
It does seem to be, it's toxic, I think.
I would agree. I would agree so. Then our next game we got is a game I will not be watching. The Indianapolis Colts and the New England Patriots.
I will also not be watching this.
I'm going to take the Colts just because of Sam Ellinger. He didn't look too bad in his first game. Would have won the game if Pittman Jr. can catch a ball there towards the end, but that is football. In New England, they're still rolling with their two mediocre quarterbacks and no offensive coordinator.
I'm going to take the Patriots also because of Sam Ehlinger. Nothing against him. I just think this is one of those games Bill Belichick loves playing rookie quarterbacks. Mm. He's not a rookie, but first-year starter.
Pretty much a rookie, yeah. All right, so I got the Colts, you got the Patriots. Moving on. Bills and the Jets. I am going to take the Bills. Jets are back to, I think, being the Jets. So
yeah,
Bills.
I think they were going to see their season go downhill.
Yes.
Also taking the Bills.
All right. Minnesota and Washington. This was my spread game, my for sure game, so I'm sticking with the Vikings.
I'm going to take the Vikings as well. Washington does seem to be trending up a bit, though. Defense looking a little bit better. Offense better with Taylor Heineke. But
more
Minnesota
exciting.
should be the better team and take the win here.
And it's a 1 p.m. game, so Kirk should have no problems.
Oh, yeah. If this got moved to 8, it might be a different story.
Oh, yeah. It'd be a Commander game. Then we got one of the most confusing teams for me in the NFL, the Las Vegas Raiders going up against Jacksonville. I don't even know how to judge the Vegas Raiders and what to say about them. They're just a huge disappointment. And I got to say, it's probably the coach. I don't think McDaniels is a head coach.
I think I have to agree. They should be better than they are.
100%.
We've both been in agreement that they are a better team than their record, but at this point, maybe not.
Yeah, I just think everyone thinks Las Vegas is better than what they are, yeah. But just each week they keep proving everyone wrong.
Early in the season, I also thought Jacksonville was trending to being a decent team, and they look like the Jaguars still. I don't really know what's going on over there either. Trevor Lawrence really has not taken a step forward. Mm. He seems like he might just be an average quarterback, and that's absolutely not what he was supposed to be.
No. He's supposed to be the next Peyton Manning.
Yeah, surefire prospect, yeah.
Yep. You know what? This is the last week. If they let me down this week, I'm done with them, but I'm taking Vegas.
I'm taking the Raiders, too, and I think we just have to pick against them the rest of the year if we lose this one.
100%, just out of spite. Then we got a division matchup. Ooh, this will be a nice feisty game. Seattle Seahawks and the Arizona Cardinals. Seahawks, for sure, the biggest surprise of the year so far.
Yep.
Geno Smith, I saw, just won NFC Player of the Month.
I'm seeing people say that he should be in the talks for MVP, which is insane.
It is insane. It really is. He's probably got like top 6 numbers, though.
Yeah, he does.
Which is crazy to think about, because you think of Geno Smith, you just think of a trash can. But, hey, I'm going to take Geno Smith and the Seahawks.
I'm going to take them as well. I think they started as a bad team that were just finding a way to win games, and now I think they might be an actually good team.
A good team.
The defense has went from bad to average, or maybe improving to be better than that. They just seem to be getting it better every week, I think.
It's funny, they actually have a good, decent, solid offensive line now.
Yeah.
It's funny because as soon as they trade Russell Wilson, they draft two offensive linemen, and they turn out to be really good. And the rest of their rookie picks, that cornerback who's been, I want to say his name's, starts with a T,
Tariq Woolen, yeah.
Yeah, Tariq Woolen, he's been just as good, or maybe even better than Sauce Gardner. So they got a potential rookie of the
He's also 6'4 with like 4.4 speed, just a freak.
Dude's huge. I draft him exclusively now on Madden, and he just looks like DK Metcalf out there on the other side of the ball, so it's fantastic.
Speaking of DK, he seems to be a cyborg. We thought he might miss some time with the knee injury, and he's just right back out there.
There's literally another guy that same week that had the same injury, and he's out for the year. I'm like, what is this dude made of? Just complete steel?
Yeah, he's a robot.
It's fantastic. Here we go. One of the most hyped games in the beginning of the season. Now it looks like a terrible matchup. It looks like an old NFC East matchup. But we have the Rams and the Tampa Bay, two of the most disappointing teams so far, both with Super Bowl quarterbacks.
A must win for both of them.
I would say more so for the Rams, just because their division's a little bit better.
Yeah.
And they'd have to claw a little farther out, but I don't know. I don't know who's going to win this game, honestly. I want to hear your pick, because I have no clue.
I'm picking the Rams just because I still believe in them for some reason. Although both of the teams are in the exact same position.
Mm. Is Cooper Kupp playing? Because I saw he got hurt.
I believe he is, but if he's not, it might be a different story on that pick.
You know what? You're going Rams. I'm going to go Tampa Bay. Just to do the opposite, because honestly, I don't know.
We should mention that Sean McVay made the decision to have Cooper Kupp out there running routes with, I believe, under 2 minutes left in the game, already lost, and then
down
got
like
his
20
ankle
points.
Rolled up on. So, just one of those dumb decisions.
Yeah,
that you wouldn't expect a coach like McVay to make.
No, it's just one of those retrospect things. It's like, probably shouldn't have done that with our best wide receiver and the only guy that gets the ball. But yeah, I'm gonna go Tampa Bay. I don't know. I'll watch this game. It'll probably be the one that's on.
It's a coin flip for sure.
Yeah. Then our Sunday night game, which will be, I think, the best matchup of the week. They have this spread at like 12 or 11, but I don't know. Tractor Cito's getting going. He always just does fantastic during this time of the year. I'm gonna take the Chiefs, but I think it's going to be a close game, and I think Tractor Cito, Derrick Henry, gets close to 200 yards.
I'm going to take the Chiefs as well. I think Tennessee's going to have to throw the ball at some point in this game.
Mm-hmm.
The Chiefs' offense, I don't think they're going to be able to slow them down too much. So,
is Ryan Tannehill back? Do you know by chance?
I actually do not know. I thought he was going to play, but I'm not 100% sure. Look that up.
I'm going to lean towards he'll be back, but I didn't get to watch the Malik Willis start last week because the game was not on for me, but I saw he only threw the ball 10, 16 times, and they handed it off to Derrick Henry about 40, but if it works, it works.
Yeah, it's, your first game as a starter is against the Texans, and not much you can do, really. I mean,
no, it's nice to have Derrick Henry, too. Like, the pressure's not on me. I could definitely just hand you the ball.
I hope to see Malik Willis take over as a starter next year.
I do, too. I think he'll be good. He'll be an exciting young player. I think he will be better than Trey Lance, who I know you have a liking for.
I do have both guys. I wanted both of them to be Lions quarterbacks. I wanted Justin Fields to be Lions quarterback. I just want a quarterback.
I feel you. Then our Monday night matchup, I feel like this game just got played. But Baltimore Ravens versus New Orleans Saints. Why does it feel like this game just happened? Who did Baltimore play last week? I felt like it was...
Who did they play last week?
They played Tampa Bay on Thursday. It kind of feels the same. That's why it does.
Great uniform matchup. Probably my two favorite uniforms in the NFL.
I hope the Saints wear their new helmets, too. They're black and like gold ones. They look very sick. But I think I'm going to take Baltimore. I think they just have the more steady offense. But, you know, Saints just shut out the Raiders. So who knows how their defense, what defense is going to show up for the Saints this week. But I'm just going to bet on Lamar Jackson.
I'm taking the Ravens as well. Same exact reason. Rashad Bateman is out for the season. That was just announced today.
What happened to him? I didn't even hear about that.
I don't know exactly what the injury was. He had been out for the last couple of weeks, and they put him on IR, so he's done.
I like their wide receivers.
I think DeSean Jackson is going to make his appearance, so he'll get at least one 70-yard touchdown tonight.
Oh, yeah. He'll have one catch, and that'll be it. But, yeah, I actually like people say Baltimore doesn't have wide receivers, but I like Baltimore's wide receivers. They got Devin Duvernay, who's like a Swiss Army knife returner dude, and Rashad Bateman, who struggled with injuries so far in his two-year career, but he was a beast in Minnesota, and he's a good outside presence. But, yeah, I guess they need that third. DeSean Jackson's not your third guy. I think
we'll see Isaiah Likely play a little bit more, even with Andrews playing tonight. I hope to see that at least.
Love Likely. Fun fact, I also went to Coastal Carolina.
Oh, really?
Yes. My freshman year, I was on the track team, then I got hurt.
Wow. I did not know that. Okay.
Yes. He was not there, but D'Angelo Henderson, the running back that was at Coastal when I was there, he got drafted by the Broncos. I partied with him one time. It was pretty cool.
But that is sick.
I don't
that
think he's sick. In the NFL anymore, but it is pretty cool.
Might be in the XFL or something. Who knows?
Probably XFL player now. But and I also got a picture with Josh Norman, the biggest,
legend?
The biggest, yes, on campus. He was on campus for a game.
Did he go to Coastal Carolina?
Yeah.
Also? I did not know
Coastal
that. So
Carolina.
He went to Coastal Carolina, then ended up with the Panthers?
Mm-hmm. Undrafted. He's been Coastal's biggest NFL star so
he's
far.
He's a stud.
Oh, yeah. Then they used to have that wide receiver. I forget his name, but he did that front flip over the guy into the end zone that one year that made just headlines.
Oh.
I forget his name. Like, if you
Jerome
said
Simpson?
It. Yes, Jerome Simpson.
Yes. He was a freak, too. He didn't really ever do much, but he was
a freak. Like, you walk into their football thing, and like the first picture is like him doing that flip in the end zone. It's badass.
Awesome. That's awesome.
But, yeah, that's for week 9. Good games all around. let's go Bears and Vikings, I guess, for my spread cover.
I'm going to end this with, if anybody's listening with children, just to end it here, I'm going to say, fuck Michigan State.